This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana State Representative Zoe Zephyr filed a lawsuit Monday to allow her return to the Montana House of Representatives chamber after she was silenced and barred from the chamber and the gallery for chiding her Republican colleagues over legislation to ban gender-affirming health care for minors. The lawsuit against Republican House Speaker Matt Regeer, who ousted Zephyr from the House floor, and Sergeant-at-Arms Brad Murfitt, who keeps Zephyr from accessing the floor, comes with just days left in the Montana legislature's biennial session. Attorneys for Representative Zephyr sued in state district court in Helena on behalf of the lawmaker, a transgender Democrat who represents a liberal district in Missoula. Several constituents of Zephyr's are also named as plaintiffs in the lawsuit, who the attorneys said were being denied their right to adequate representation. Zephyr, whose comments in the Montana legislature have made her a prominent figure in transgender rights and in conversations about the muffling of dissent in state houses, said that she and her constituents were targeted, quote, because I dared to give voice to the values and needs of transgender people like myself, unquote. Anna Wong, who lives in Missoula County with her transgender child, supported Zephyr in the 2022 election with the expectation that the lawmaker would speak out against the onslaught of bills targeting transgender youth. Wong said, "Suicide amongst transgender youth is not imaginary. It is not a game, and it is not a political foil. It is real. It is heartbreaking, and it is the responsibility of my representative to speak out against bills promoting it." Zephyr's attorneys hoped to get a ruling as quickly as possible on their request for a temporary restraining order against Regeer and Murfitt. One of the most important pieces of the legislature's work, finalizing a budget for the next 2 years, is unfinished. Alex Raitt, legal director of the Montana ACLU and one of Zephyr's attorneys, said, "Every minute matters. Without Zephyr having her full rights and privileges restored, her 11,000 constituents are voiceless." Republicans achieved a supermajority in Montana during the 2022 election and now control two-thirds of the state House and Senate, in addition to the governor's office. GOP leaders, under pressure from hard-line conservative Republicans, silenced Zephyr from participating in floor debates and demanded she apologize 2 weeks ago after she said those who supported a ban on gender-affirming care for youth would have blood on their hands. Days later, she raised her microphone in defiance as demonstrators in the House gallery angrily demanded she be allowed to speak, leading to 7 arrests and Zephyr's banishment from the House floor. Republicans moved to sideline Zephyr further by canceling all the remaining meetings of the two committees on which she serves and moving the bills they were to hear to other committees. Zephyr spent the first day of her exile last week battling to use a bench in a statehouse hallway. Her keycard access to access Capitol entrances, bathrooms, and party workspaces was deactivated. And now, the bench where she sat is occupied by those who further want Zephyr expelled not just from the House, but from the hallway and the Capitol altogether. Zephyr's situation echoes the ouster this year of 2 Tennessee lawmakers from that state's legislature for a protest over gun policy. In retaliating against Zephyr, Montana Republicans accused her of crossing a line that is faint at best in political debate. It's not uncommon for legislators wading into heated issues like abortion or gun rights to be scolded about blood on your hands by protesters or even fellow lawmakers. Bozeman Yellowstone International Airport will offer nonstop flights to Hollywood Burbank Airport in Los Angeles starting June 28th. The flight will be twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, on Avelo Airlines. The new route will offer a comparable experience to flying in and out of Bozeman with Burbank's smaller terminal. Southern California is the second most popular travel destination out of the Bozeman Airport.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.